Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
You know, the cost of living is in focus as the winter draws closer. Travel is no exception. So how do you think you can keep prices under control with your hard-earned holiday? Paul O'Connelly, travel editor with the Irish Independent, has all the answers.
Well, I wish I had them all. I've got some. Some fresh intel, some new tips, some classics to share with you today.
I mean, people are concerned about the rising cost of holidays, I suppose at home as well as abroad, but yet they want to go on holiday.
They are, Pat, yeah. It's the same as you could look at any area of your life and your expenditure. There was a story by a survey by clickandgo.com, the tour operator recently, that showed 37% of its respondents said the cost of holidays was higher than they thought this year, and 23% said the cost of living was a reason that they did not book a holiday. But most of them, 87%, said they still plan to try and take a holiday next year. I think there's still that sense, and it's very much to the fore post-pandemic, that carving out a break, even if it's a shorter break,
yeah,
even if it's one break rather than two breaks, is important, and we want to do
it. Now, the average daily hotel rates were up 2% this year. This is according to Tourism Ireland. The Irish Hotels Federation said the spend, though, is down by 14%.
Yeah.
Now, the perception would be far more than 2%, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah.
Is that because of the gouging that happens around Taylor Swift and all that?
That's right, yeah. The hotels, for better or worse, whatever reason, they, when the likes of Oasis roll into town or the All-Ireland is on, the prices shoot up, and the hotels will say that this unfairly tarnishes the whole industry. And if you book further ahead, you'll find the rates out there. But obviously it leaves a sour taste in your mouth when you want to
book. And then you hear of people's bookings being cancelled
by
a hotel. So we couldn't find your booking, or you don't have blah, 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 because they want to sell it at a higher price. It gives the whole industry a bad rep.
It does. And there are good operators out there and fair operators out there too. It's important to remember that. But you're absolutely right on that front.
Now, are the Americans still coming, and are they spending?
Yeah, they are coming, and by God, jeepers, if they started to withdraw, Pat, I do think we'd be in trouble. Like, it's been a very mixed year for Irish tourism. But in the US, recent NPR series said the cost of travel to Americans was up 20% since the pandemic. That's both to go overseas and to travel at home. Like, they're looking at things like gas, hotels, food, activities all going up. Same as us. If you want to go on a staycation here in Ireland for a week or a weekend, or you want to go overseas, costs are all coming up. And the latest, I sometimes think of this as like death by a thousand cuts, the way the costs go up. The ESTA that you get to go to the US, this is a part of the visa-free waiver country business. The price of that doubled almost at the end of September from 21 to 40 euro. So now if you want to go to the States, there's an extra 20 euro you're paying.
And they're saying that's because they have to look at your social media now. There's more work involved in giving you an Esther, that kind of carry on. Anyway, most people still want to have holidays, don't they?
I think so. I definitely do myself.
Your life is a holiday, bro. Come on.
Don't start. Well, I don't get any sympathy on that front, to put it like that, but I'm happy enough. People, I think what I'm seeing, let's say if I take the matrix of like readers emailing me, what I hear on the street, chats in the industry and so on, that people are taking breaks, but they're starting to cut their cloth. So they might be taking fewer breaks. They might take a 10 instead of a 14 day holiday. They might prioritize an experience with kids, parents, grandparents over a shorter time. They may, like we said, if they were used to taking two holidays a year, they might say this year we're taking one. Yeah. But they still want that experience, and they still want those memories. And I still think that's that period of time, four or five years ago, when we weren't able to do it,
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints.
Had a lasting impact.
Now, you've a few tips on how you might save.
I have, several tips here. So, like, I'll run through them. If anything strikes your mind, please do chime in. The first thing, and I sort of said this a lot before, is to avoid the peak dates. The further ahead you book, and the more you can be flexible with where you go, when you travel, and go in school term, the better deal you'll get. I just checked before I came on to you about the price of a Ryanair flight from Dublin to Lanzarote on the Saturday of midterm. It's €339 on the Saturday and Sunday. The following Saturday and Sunday, it's €79. So it just goes to show how much a premium is placed on that.
And yet, I recently took a break, and on the plane on the way to Portugal, there were, even though the school had already started, there were lots of school-age kids on the plane heading for a break. I don't know how it was done. This wasn't a weekend.
No, I get you. And I mean, obviously, we would never advise to do that, but it's definitely people and kids of a younger age, they're definitely opting to travel. And you'll see it in May and you'll see it in June as well. Mm. People are opting to do it to say it's just a household calculus. It's an economic decision at the end of the day. If you have flexibility, if you're going, I'd love to go away in winter. I don't necessarily have to go on X date and I don't necessarily have to go to this place. Ryanair's Fare Finder is a tool found under the plan tab on its desktop website. Okay, so not on the app. You go down, you click explore and you can search by budget. You can search by what is available for under 20, what's for under 50, what's for 100.
So if you don't
care
where you go,
the
world is your oyster.
Oh, you can definitely get the deals. I was just looking, it has a new flight coming to Albania next March, for example. And I was looking at the price around that in March and April. Very reasonable. You'll get there for less than £50 because Albania very much a kind of an unknown destination at this stage. That's changing. Skyscanner. I should say Aer Lingus has similar. You can search around the calendar in that sense. Skyscanner has a whole month tool that allows you to search across. You look at the calendar of, say, October or November, and it has prices on each date. So you'll see which one is 120 and which one is 75. And it'll, in green or whatever, it'll highlight the cheapest departure date. So more and more of them have those tools.
There used to be, with tour operators, particularly last-minute bargains. Are they still around?
They are. You still have... They're not a good idea, I wouldn't have hope to find them on an airline, because the airlines typically think that if you're booking late, you need to travel. So they will charge their highest rates in the last couple of days. But tour operators do all have those tabs, late deals, special offers and so on. So if you just go in, do your research, whether it's the Tour Americas or the Sunwise or the Cassidy's or whoever of this world, scroll down and again, you'll find where the value is. There's typically a lot of value in Morocco, in places like Turkey as well, over the Canary Islands and the Algarve, which are very much known.
They want to fill the plane.
Quantities. Absolutely, yeah.
Now, if I want to go to London, there is a place I can stay for a pittance.
You can. A £30 a night bed in London.
Where?
It doesn't involve time travel back to like a 1950s guest house or whatever that. The Zedwell Hotel at Piccadilly Circus has 1,000 beds and they are in pods. So that's a pod hotel coming to Dublin. Picture a very large floor that has all pods stacked too high on top of each other, shared bathrooms. You pull across a screen, you literally have your bed, your charging sockets, a mirror, a little bit of storage. You share the lounges and you share. So it's not a hostel. We've seen these in Japan before, but it's similar to that. You do get a decent bed. So that's £30 a night. I think if you're going over, it's bang in the middle of the action. If you're going out and you're partying and you just want somewhere to throw your bag.
Yeah.
It's an option, right?
All right. Skipping seat selection can save you a few bob.
I tried this. So, you know, the seat selection, when you go through on Aer Lingus or Ryanair to book your seat, and it can be, you know, €11 to sit in the emergency exit, or it can be, you know, easily over €20 to get up at the top of the plane on a longer flight to Lanzarote, wherever it may be. If you're alone, if you don't mind sitting apart, waiting it out can save you that fee. I don't know if you've tried this. I've tried it twice on my last couple of flights and both have worked for me. But I've also had the situation, I mean, in worked, I mean that I got a seat up at the top of the plane for free. I've also had the situation where I ended up at sort of middle row by the loos.
Okay. Now, let's talk about new flights for the winter schedule. Anything exciting?
Yeah, so they're kicking, just coming up now in a couple of weeks. They'll start to take off. So that means we'll see less flights, but you'll see a couple of new destinations. One's worth looking out for. Aer Lingus has a new route to Tromsø in Norway. So if you're interested in a different skiing destination or seeing the Northern Lights, that runs from December 3rd to March 25th. It also has a new flight to Turin. And in January, a direct flight to Cancun in Mexico. So if you're thinking of long haul sun, there's lots of kind of all-inclusive resorts in Cancun. It's a very touristy part of Mexico, but you could use it as a base to go and explore a little bit further.
Cork, Geneva and Prague are destinations from Cork. Interesting that in Dublin, Emirates adding a third flight to Dubai, which that tells us something.
It does, yeah. There's huge business going on that route. And loads of Irish people that aren't travelling there for business will use it not only to see Dubai, but to connect further. So you'll see people who are going to visit going to Australia, going to Southeast Asia,
using that as a hub. Dubai is a great hub.
And they've also introduced premium economy, which is kind of the halfway house between economy and business on two of those three flights.
Now, talk to me about paperless boarding with Ryanair, which is about to happen.
November the 12th. Most of us, I think the figure is over 80%, already do this. We have our app. We scan the barcode. Off we go. From November the 12th, it'll be the only option. So you can't bring that piece of paper as your boarding pass. They were going to do it in May. They were going to do it before now. But now the date is November the 12th. The idea here is that you won't. They say it's to save paper and all the rest, but really it's just to create efficiencies and get us all on the app.
Yeah.
It's a whole ecosystem in there, as you know.
And what happens if your phone goes down?
So if your phone goes down or if you don't have a smartphone and that, they say that they will help out at the airport as long as you have checked in. There is a fee for checking at the airport. So if you check in at home,
they will
something
print
happens,
something for you if
they
you're
will.
Stuck.
They say there'll be a bit of grace on that.
All right, Paul O'Connell, travel editor with The Independent. Thank you very much for joining us.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.